ultimate weight and fit also be to wait for the class.
Inshallah.
Just give me a few minutes, inshallah. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. Today is Monday, inshallah ta'ala. But I always like to share with you questions we receive it from the people, your brothers and sisters in Islam. Actually, this question is from the male and female. They ask about this condition. They said in this question, for 4 years, 4 years, the brother, sometimes he wake up wet. He has a dream and he wake up wet. That's mean he became impure. He caught the janaba. He became in a state of impurification. Because many times we clear it in Islam that the most important for any Muslim to collect Islamic knowledge. You cannot live by yourself, by your own, and to follow whatever you believe. Islam is not like that. Islam, there is a condition, there is a rule, we should get it from the Book of Allah and Sunnah the Nabi ﷺ. The brothers, and also come from the same sisters. Another sister, for 4 years, sometimes they sleep, and they wake up, they found themselves wet and pure. Possible to find a dream, maybe you are married, and you find actually you have like a meeting with your wife in the dream, or any another woman, and the opposite side too, for the same thing for the woman. She could sleep and she has found herself in a meeting with her husband or someone else. That's possible actually in the dream. Call it ihtilam. Ihtilam. But the problem is, when they wake up, they found themselves wet. They went to the bathroom and they cleaned themselves and they renewed the wudu and they offered the salah for all these years without knowledge. The question is, he bring the question to us, for 4 years they did that, can they repeat the salah for all these years? Or Allah Ghafoor Rahim, Allah will accept it inshaAllah ta'ala. As you know, from the condition of the salah, there is a chapter called Shurut Sihhatu Salah, the condition to perform right salah or correct salah in Islam. One of these conditions for the salah, it's what? Taharatu al-jism al-badan. To purify your body from the impurification. Taharatul malbas. To purify your clothes from the impurification. Taharatul makan. Before you pray in any place, you must examine this place. It is pure. Alhamdulillah, we are in a masjid. But sometimes we pray outside. So we have to check this place is clean, pure or not. So we're facing three things, and this is the condition of the salah. So, but according to our knowledge, all of us, we know, when the male or female, they became impure, it's mean najasa, janaba. As you know, the man, when he has like the semen, the sperm came from him, either when he meet his wife or in the dream. He woke up and found himself wet and the opposite. And the difference between the two are for male and female. We don't have embarrassment, Ya Sheikh Ali Fouri. We have to clear it. Because sometimes the people, they came and said, Ya Akhi, it's embarrassing. Don't ask your imam these questions. Without asking the imam, without asking about your deen, you may find yourself committing this error all your life. Like what they did. the two brother and sister here. What they did for 4 years, they believed in order to clean themselves, they have to go and clean around the private part, and then they clean the clothes, and they came and offered the salah. But for this situation, for anyone who will be facing this problem, he should go and clean himself or go for full shower, which is ghusl ash ali. Which one? Answer me. Ghusl. We know that. Because as we cleared it in this masjid before, the water are three kinds. Water which come from any one of us are three kinds. Number one, al-madhi. Madhi. What's madhi is? Masj. While you wake up, you are awake. You are not sleeping. You have some time, the brother he come and he play with his wife. They kissing each other. They hugging each other. And sometime without any control, you may found both of them. They have like a white water, sticky water. Same for the sister. Male and female, when they start on or those who are single, sometimes they saw a woman in the street, sometimes they saw a magazine, sometimes they saw a movie. So without control, without touching any woman, or the woman without touching her husband, they may find some water. If you examine your private part, you may find a white water, sticky water. It's for male and female. This is called madhi. What is the Sharia saying about the madhi? If any one of us facing that, what have it's come from desires. Desire when they hugging, they play together. You understand? Especially the young people. Sometimes he loves his wife so and so. But as you know, in the first and the beginning of the years, they are very active. We don't talk about somebody like Sheikh Ali or me. We are finished. You understand, subhanAllah? But we're talking about the young people, sometime when they hug each other without any control, and they do not meet each other physically. Only they hug, they kiss. Some water, white water, sticky water, comes from the private part, from both of them, and this is called madhi. What is the Sharia say about that? Right away, you go, and if you feel that you became wet from this water, you go to the bathroom, clean around your private part, and take your clothes, and drop some water, and start to clean only the area which is facing the private part, for male and female. You don't need to take the whole underwear and you put it in a washing machine. Only the area which are damaged by this water. So you don't need full ghusl and you renew your wudu. So anyone who has valid wudu, he lost his wudu, number one, and needs right away action to go to the bathroom, clean yourself, clean around your private part, clean the clothes, and renew your wudu, and you can come over and you pray. There's nothing wrong with this. A second kind of water, which you call it al-wadi. The other one, al-madi. Al-wadi also could come from the male and female. What is the wadi is? After some of the people, they have disease. After they urinate, they go to the bathroom and they urinate. After that, when they come to the salah, they feel some drops of water is still stick inside. And maybe when we pray, you go down in a ruku' or sujood, or you're moving fast, you feel that just like some drops of water comes out from the private part. This is called wadi. What is the condition for that? It is heavier than the urine. It is stuck inside the farj, inside the private part, for the male or female. Then after that, what they should? Same rule. You go to the bathroom, And then after that, clean around your private part, take your clothes, drop some water, and wash the area which has been damaged. You may find this area around the private part in your clothes will be wet. So that is the area you should clean by water, because the water has purification for every najasa, for every janaba, inshallah ta'ala. You don't have any problem with these two kinds. The third kind, which is al-mani. Mani, it's come from both male and female. Don't think because you are a male, you are the only one. You have sperms, fluid sperms. Also the woman she has. And what is the proof of that? A woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim. Woman came was so embarrassing to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قالت يا رسول الله أتحتلم المرأة كالرجل. If the woman also, when she sleep and she saw herself in a dream, and she wake up and she found herself wet, is a woman also she has that like the man? قالت فضحت النساء. And the woman covered herself. She said, embarrassing for the woman, embarrassing for the woman. But she asked who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not tell her, astaghfirullah, get out from my life. Don't ask me this question. As many brother here, when I open this topic, ya akhi, ya, you don't have to speak about this. You don't, Tabi, stay ignorant all your life. You don't know even how you clean your life, you clean yourself. Ya akhi, no embarrassing in a deen, because you could live all your life and you're performing salah and you have a lot of problem in purification. So the woman, she came embarrassing. Then what, look what the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her. Qala na'am. The woman, she got also dream like the male, and she woke up wet. وَمَاذَا وَهَلْ هُنَاكَ إِذَا عَلَى مَاءُ الْمَرْأَةِ مَاءُ الرَّجِلِ. الرَّجُلْ كَانَ الْوَلَدُ لِلْمَرْأَةِ. If the woman, and he explained it openly, he said, if the water of the woman, we spoke about when the male and the female, or the husband and the wife meeting each other, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if the water of the woman comes in first, comes out first, sometimes the woman, most of the women, they have a very high desire more than men. So sometimes the woman comes out first. She feels there is a water from the woman also. Same thing like man, but the difference in chemistry. The water which comes from the male, it is a very thick, white, thick white water, call it fluorescent sperm. It is a white. But the woman hair water, it is the yellow and light. Yellow and light. That's also called mani. So the Prophet ﷺ, he cleared it for all of us. And he tried to prove that the woman also comes like the same, like men. He said, if the woman's water comes first in desire when they meet each other, that child will be like for who? For the woman. The child will come what? A girl like her. And if the male is water, comes in, comes out first, that means the man, he comes out more before the woman, the child will be what? Ya Sheikh Ben Salami. It will be a boy. You may ask me a question today. Said somebody had like 8 daughters, and he's looking all the time for a boy. So the man, he said, you know, I will try to come first before my wife. This is not your option. This is comes from Allah Ta'ala. You cannot control this, my beloved one. If it's written for you that your children, all of them, to be a boy, they will be a boy. It's from Allah. If it's written for you, you have a girl, it's all your children will be a daughter. It will be daughters. You don't have any option in that. So the Prophet, he cleared it for all of us. So this need from us, if both of them, you could have many, either by physical contact between the husband and wife. So need from us to go and do what? Full ghusl, full shower. for male and for the female. So the question again here, this brother and the sister who stayed a couple of years and they did not take shower, and they have this wet, or you can have it from the dream. You wake up, you find yourself wet without physical contact between the husband and wife. Question is here, brother Iqbal, he must repeat all this salah or not? That is the question we need to ask today. Sheikh Ali, what do you think? He must repeat all the salah. They did not make ghusl. They just went and cleaned themselves because they are ignorant. They don't know the rule. So can we ask them to repeat all the salah? Or Allah Ghafur Rahim, Allah will accept it from them. Allah, what do you think?
Allah Ghafur Rahim,
Sheikh Ali. Any another opinion?
How can we give opinion and make the same mistake that two couple have? We should go back and look at the hadith.
Barakallah feek. But we try to share, because when we ask, I like in my class all the time to let the people share, to wake up with me, because some of us, they need actually, they lay down like Sheikh Ali Shaiba, and he said, it's like sleeping, yeah, Sheikh Mustafa, you know, we're talking about salah, I know all the salah, get tired. We talk about wudu, I know all the wudu. But we talk about zakah today, zakah. No. This is very easy topic. But we talk about fasting. Yeah, don't tell me I was fasting when I was. People all the time like that. That's why when we start the class, you find 90% of the masjid is flying outside. They don't want to stay in the class. And sometimes we commit these mistakes. But before you go, in these few minutes, the ulama are divided into two sections. The first group of ulama, they said, led it by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and his student Ibn al-Qayyim, and this is agreed in the school of Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. So they said he doesn't have to repeat, or she doesn't have to repeat a salah. So why all of you are imams? Where did that come from? What's your evidence? As a brother, he asked, we need to see what does the hadith say, what does the Quran says. It came and they have their reasonable evidence in the book of Allah, and Sunnah Nabi Sallallahu. The book of Allah. First, Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. And Allah says in the Quran, we will never punish any kind of people until we send what? Messenger for them. To explain to them. To teach them. So, these brother and sister, those who did not take full shower after they became wet, or they have a meeting with each other. So they didn't know the rule. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in the Quran, in the hadith, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله تجاوز عن أمتي في الخطأ والنسيان. Allah forgive my ummah if they commit any error and commit any forgotten, or they forgot, or they make mistakes or error. Allah forgive what the ummah did without any knowledge. So this is the second. And the ulama, this group of ulama, they give more. They said Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he was one day, he was junub, he was unpure, also the same like us. And he prayed without taking full shower. And also with him, Ammar radiallahu anhu arda, he faced the same thing. And he prayed without taking full shower. They clean only around the private parts. And also in Sharia, as all of you know, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu arda, also when he found himself wet one day, he scared to pray and he did not have any water, and the ayah of the tayammum wasn't revealed yet to the Prophet sallallahu. So he held himself for a couple of days without praying at all, because he found himself impure. He did not have the hukmah at all. And when the Prophet, so he asked the Prophet after a couple of days, the Prophet ﷺ did not command him to repeat the salah. Also, people after the ayah, you know the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet ﷺ to turn his face toward Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine, toward the Baytullah al-Haram in Mecca. And the Prophet ﷺ commanded the companion to turn their face to pray toward the Qibla in Mecca. After many years, more than 13 years, they pray toward to Bayt al-Maqdis, until the Yahud, they used to come and embarrassing the Prophet ﷺ, "We are the true people. Why you pray to our Qibla? Why you did not pray to your Kaaba? Why so and so?" Then Allah ta'ala, when he saw the Prophet ﷺ feeling bad, and he raises his eyes to the heaven, and he feel bad of this action, Allah, he sent the ayat, "قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ." We saw your face, ya Muhammad. Allah, he says in the Quran, when you turn your face, look into the heaven for a solution for that. We found you and we give you Qibla. You may satisfy about it. Turn your face now toward the Masjid al-Haram, the Haram Sharif. This is your Qibla today. But number of the Sahaba, they did not know. And they continued to pray after the ayah for almost like a month. They did not know about the ayah. And they prayed toward the where? To Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine. And when the Prophet learned about this people, he did not ask them to repeat all this salah. So the ulama, they said, no repeating the salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them because they were what? Ignorant. They did not know the rule. Alright. The second group of ulama before you know, they said no. To lose the condition of the salah is because you are ignorant, because you forgot. It doesn't permit you or give you permission to continue and make salah without ghusl. Allah, He command us to take ghusl. And all the group of ulama, second group of ulama, they take hadith from Umar radiallahu anhu arda. When Umar, he said, "Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la salata بغير طهور." No salah will be valid without purification. So the second group of ulama, they declare one of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, there is no salah will be valid even if you are ignorant. Even if you forgot, you must go and repeat the salah. And this hadith narrated by Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, the great scholar. As you know, Abdullah ibn Umar, one day in Fajr, he met his wife on the night. And when he came to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, he was the imam. The whole ummah agreed about Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, great scholar in Islam, as an imam to lead the salah. So one day he met his wife in the last night, and he came and he forgot, and he sleep after he met his wife. And when he came to the masjid, he forgot completely. He just went and he what? Renew his wudu. And after he finished the salah, he remembered that he made the salah as an imam with impurification, with janaba. So he did not tell the people behind him to repeat the salah. But what did he do, Ashkhali? He went home and he took a full shower and he renewed his wudu again. And then after that, he repeated the salah only by himself. He did not command anyone, because the problem was him, and he's the one, he make this error, he's the one, he make this mistake. Which one I have to use? The group of ulama said, no, you don't repeat. The second group of ulama said, you must repeat. The most authentic, as declared by Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, Wal-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, and the group of the scholars of the Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, only the group of the Hanbali, those they said you need to repeat all the salah, which he did not take full shower for it. And the first group of ulama, they won the case. You don't need it, because the Islam will never charge you if you are ignorant. Someone enter in the kitchen in the month of Ramadan and he has a full plate of biryani, chicken, everything sweet, and he ate for 1 hour and while he's fasting. And after he finished the whole plate, Sheikh Ali said, "Subhanallah, I am fasting. What can I do? I lost my day." He lost his day, or he continue fasting? Continue fasting, because Allah doesn't charge you for any mistake, any error. But every Muslim should work hard in order to learn his deen. Otherwise, if you leave it without understanding the Islam, it will be charged against you, because we're talking about those who doesn't know the hukm at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbalna wa aqbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada warham amwatana wa amwat al-muslimin. Allimna ma'allamta bi kathiri min khalqik waj'alna min ar-rashidin waj'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fattabi'una ahsana. Allahumma hdi awlad al-muslimin wa nisa' al-muslimin wa shuyukh al-muslimin. Allahumma ihfazna ya rabbi min bayna aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shamailina wa ma na'udhu bika an nakhtala min tahtina. Allahumma احفظنا من القوم الظالمين. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ارحمنا. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان، واهدنا الى صراطك المستقيم، واجعل القران العظيم ربيع قلوبنا. اللهم اجعلنا من قراء كتابك الكريم باناء الليل واطراف النهار. اللهم يا ربي نسالك رضاك والجنه، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار، ونعوذ بك من فتن ما ظهر منها وطن. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، اشهد ان لا اله الا انت، استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله، جزاكم الله خير.